We walk through Psalm 23 together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows. In the house of the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our first reading for today is found in the book of Acts. Chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. And as they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, greatly annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the word believed. And the number of men came to about 5,000. On the next day, their rulers and elders and scribes gathered together in Jerusalem with Annas, the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. And when they had set them in the midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." This is the word of the Lord. Our epistle reading for today is found in 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 through 24. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our heart before him. For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart. And he knows everything. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. Whoever keeps his commandments abides in God, and God in him. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us. This is the word of the Lord.
As an honor of the gospel. From John's gospel in the 10th chapter. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me. But I lay it down, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. This is the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you have done to gather us together into this place, to hear your word, to receive of your gifts. We pray that you move by your Spirit, remove distractions from our hearts and minds, that we would rest in the promises that you have given us in Jesus, the risen Lord and Savior. In his name we pray. Amen. Sheep really aren't all that bright. There is an island in the middle of the Sacramento River Delta, and it's called Sheep Island. About 30 years ago now, I remember being part of a ministry that was going on out there on the Sacramento River Delta, and we would go out on the Delta for a week, and we would spend time in houseboats and water ski and all the things that a senior in high school loved to do as a volunteer at this place, and we'd head up there for 3 weeks, and one of the things that we would do is we would take the senior high and high school kids that were coming up for this retreat, we'd take them out to this island in the middle of the Delta, and it was called Sheep Island. Now, it was covered in blackberry brambles, and so part of it was you would show up on the island, and you're leading them down this path, and you'd grab blackberries and put war paint on and all kinds of fun stuff with the blackberries. And then as you got to the middle of this little island, you would see sheep. Now, first off, sheep wool has this amazing propensity to grab a hold of anything that's around and hold on to it, like spiky blackberry brambles and everything else. And so all the kids, including myself, the first year they went up there, you want to go touch the sheep, and you go, ow! And those sheep are spiky. And then they run. And they would just run all over the place. They would scatter, and there was kind of a corner that they couldn't get past, so you'd see them all kind of huddle in there. But if you charged at them, they would scatter, just run. There was no shepherd on this island at all. They didn't really have a voice to listen to it all. They were kind of out there for themselves, but this image of sheep running and scattering, I know, is something that not all of us get to have a like firsthand experience with all the time. We might see it in movies or read about it and that kind of thing. But I want you to think of that being scattered. A lot of times we can feel scattered. Our thoughts might be scattered. We can feel like we're separated or disconnected from things, but the scripture today doesn't necessarily talk about feeling scattered. It talks about being scattered, right? A state of being. Think about a puzzle. When you open up a puzzle box and dump that puzzle box out, those pieces are scattered, right? There is no order to them at all. Some are right side up, some are upside down, some are connected to the pieces that they shouldn't even be connected to. And these things are just all over the place, and you got to go in and like put some order to things, right? Got to get things in the right places. And we probably all have our different methods of bringing order to things that are scattered, but you know, usually find all the flat edge pieces. If you don't make puzzles this way, you're weird. But you find all the flat edge pieces and you like move those off to the side so you can work with those first, and all the other ones are just in a pile, and then you bring some order to that, and maybe you finally get your boundaries set up. And then you got to go through and figure out like all the color shades of all the other things, and then you might randomly come across some that are in the box and already together. Gift, right? You get to just put those in somewhere, and then you get to step in when somebody else is doing it and really mess up their order all the time. It's just how it happens sometimes. But being scattered, I mean, think of these moments in life where you have been scattered. Probably don't realize it as much when we're little, although we are scattered all over the place. We just don't realize it, right? But man, high school, I remember being pretty scattered. Scattered in what I wanted to do, scattered in what direction life was going to go, scattered in relationships, scattered in all kinds of different ways, scattered in family matters. I mean, there is no order in some moments of things that ever made sense. I'm sure you've walked that road as well. But what leads to us being scattered sometimes? I think of the voices you've listened to throughout life. Some, the Lord's voice has been strong and clear and persistent 100% of your life. That is a gift and gorgeous. It may look really mundane and boring, but man, that's beautiful. To just know for certain that throughout your entire life, the Lord is your Savior, the one who has laid down his life for you and brought his life back up again to give you new life in him as he has gathered you into his presence. And that is a beautiful thing to celebrate. For others, we may have been a little more scattered. Kind of here, there, sometimes off on our own. And we start thinking about what leads us to get there. And I know a lot of times for me in the years, it's just my own thoughts, my own desires, my own leading of things, thinking that I knew the path to take, I knew the right way to go, and I knew where it was going to end up. Until I got most of the way down the path and knew I had no idea where I was at and where it went and how it was going to go at all, because I couldn't find anything that seemed like there was anybody to follow or anybody to be with. And I don't just mean that in a relation sense, but just in life. And in the midst of being scattered, there is so little peace, too. I mean, it's really the opposite of the word peace. Right? Go back to Jesus' use of the word peace and Scripture's use of the word peace with shalom. Whenever he would say, peace be with you, that's wholeness, completeness, a gathering. So to feel and be scattered is really the opposite of peace. Sometimes we head off on our own to go find peace. It's not going to happen. Peace is in the gathering together of God's people. Peace is in the gathering together of the things that he would have in order. As he puts boundaries around like a pen, keeping people safe, keeping his sheep gathered, right? But God works in this way as a shepherd, and he says, I am the good shepherd. See, throughout Israel's history, they would have known of their kings as shepherds. And there were some good kings, not perfect kings, right? But there were some good kings. They would always look back to David. It's kind of the pinnacle of the Jewish kings, the one who gathered all of the people, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, all the tribes of Judah, everybody together into one people in one land, gathered together. They weren't scattered anymore. They had been, but now they weren't. And then as things got handed off to Solomon, and then the rest of the sons, as it went on, the people became much more scattered. They still had Jerusalem. They still had the temple at times if they weren't in exile. But then as God would gather them back into his presence, into his place, they would have a sense of feeling connected again, not disconnected from their God. See, because that's a scary place to be when we're disconnected from our Lord. But to know that God works as the good shepherd, and this is where we've got to kind of wrap our heads around a little bit. When we see shepherds out and about, you generally see a shepherd, and oftentimes they employ the help of another thing, a sheepdog, right? Have you ever seen sheepdog work? Whew, they're pretty awesome. A little whistle, a little call from the shepherd who's leading, and that dog heads out and around and gathers the sheep and drags them in and brings them in. And it's a beautiful thing to watch as you see the orchestration of this teamwork of sheepdogs out there, and then another little whistle or call, and that dog is right by the shepherd's side again. If you ever remember walking through your small catechism, we attribute a few things to different persons of the Trinity, right? Talk about the Father who creates, the Son who saves, and we talk about the Holy Spirit. Right? Holy Spirit who calls, gathers, and enlightens his people. When Jesus is there, he's saying, I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep, and I can lay it down because I have been given the authority to lay it down, but I will also pick it back up. Comes right on the heels of a conversation where he's saying, look, to love is to lay down your life for people. Jesus there to lay down his life, to gather his sheep together, to gather them and protect them. But also, there, as Jesus is the one who lays down his life, another person of the Trinity is right there to call and gather and enlighten. We have a leader, we have a gatherer, we have a savior, we have a protector. There was a pastor I was talking to this past week who talked about a shepherd he was watching in Spain. So it was amazing to watch as the shepherd brought a flock of sheep down a hillside. And the shepherd was there in the front leading this whole flock, making sure that they knew what direction to go and who cared for them and what voice to follow, and knowing that his presence was there for them so they would know that they had someone to follow, as they wouldn't be scattered, but he would continue to work in leading them. He had the sheepdogs that would gather them, right? But a shepherd's eyes, when they're walking, are usually straight ahead. They're not looking back behind them at all, right? Sometimes they might turn around and see how things are going, but they're walking ahead. Sheepdogs are out there making sure everybody's gathered. And this pastor said that as he watched this flock come over a hillside, he saw the shepherd down front. The sheepdogs were out and about making sure everybody was gathered together. And then he saw another figure crest the top of the hillside. So it was a really almost ominous figure that covered the top of this hillside until he realized something. That other figure was there protecting the sheep. It was an elder shepherd who had walked up over the hillside at the back end of the flock, and he had a rifle in his hands. The sheep had no idea he was there, but he was there watching. He was there watching for the wolves that would come in from the sides and the wild dogs that would come in to try and pick off sheep and scatter them, or to come into the middle and scatter the flock. And this one presence up above would keep an eye out and watch over everything. It's a beautiful thing that our Heavenly Father does in his person of creating and providing and protecting all of creation. As his son then had laid down his life for the sheep and risen it up again so we would have life, to lead his sheep, to know that life is in his name and that being scattered from him is death. And to have that Holy Spirit there as well, continuing to gather his people together, continuing to work within the hearts of his people to care for his people too, under the protection of the Father. Our Lord, our God, and his triune nature, completely caring for creation, protecting it, guiding it, leading it, gathering it, doing all things so that his flock, his people, you would know that you are loved, that you are cared for, that you are forgiven. And as we receive from his hand directly in many ways, as we hear his word and receive his gifts, he also works through you for the benefit of others as he gathers you together for mutual care and for words of forgiveness, for encouragement, for building up. It's beautiful how God works through his flock. It's such a wonderful thing to see as God's people are gathered together. And it hurts when we see folks who are scattered. We want to reach out and let them know of this good and gracious God who loves them and who brings them together and who is their shepherd, whether or not they've known his voice yet. Sometimes our God's voice sounds like your voice, speaking his word into their life so they would know of the peace that he brings, so they would know of the life that he brings, so they would know of the forgiveness that he brings and the wholeness that he brings to his flock, gathered together in his name, to know of his love and care. What a beautiful thing it is to see God's flock gathered together, receiving from his hand. That's who you are, his sheep. Forgiven and loved, pursued by goodness and mercy all the days of your life, as your God continues to hold on to you, to lead you, to follow you, and to forgive. Amen. Would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you have done through your Son and by your Spirit to make us your sheep, to hold on to us as your sheep, to lead us as your sheep, to feed us as your sheep, to protect us as your sheep, and to know that by your work, we are forgiven and that we have life, and that apart from you, we have nothing. But we pray that you would continue to work in our lives as you gather us together to your glory and for the good of our neighbor, and that you would lead us, Lord, in ways to heal and know that you have done all things for us in Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.